Hello, and thank you to everyone that is listening to this and will listen to this and will hopefully become a supporter. I want to say thank you. Shout out to you. And before we get started, if you hear this, I want to give a quick shout out to people that are supporting me. If you are listening to this, please go look at and subscribe to I Am Yana YouTube channel. She's a vlogger and she's also a gamer, and she makes content, different things. You might like it. Check it out. Also want to shout out to myself because I'm crazy, and why not? If you listen to this, go and follow me on Instagram at Zeke Savage. Zeke Savage, follow me on Instagram. Just before we can get started, just want to say thank you to everybody. And before we get into it, just want to say this is the official episode 1 of I Don't Think You Get It podcast. So thank you. And let's get into it with the topics that we have today. All right, jumping right into it. I've been like theorizing for a minute about like how obviously it is a known conspiracy against the black community and different stuff, just knowledge in general and conspiracy against the general public. I've come across 6 things that I feel like isn't being taught, and I will go into depth about that later, maybe another time, but 6 things that aren't being taught specifically to the public and specifically in the black community that I think is necessary. Thank you. I feel like there's stuff that you need to just tackle and get out of here, but before we get to that, just double back to first things first. Giving another thank you. Thanks to everybody. Sometimes I feel like thanks isn't given out enough to people that support you and people that actually do, so I just want to say thank you again and making sure this is really, 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 really specific and just giving out props and thank yous to people that support me and people that will go on. And kind of not saying too much right now, but more or less just want to give out certain stuff and get to it. Also, if you listen to this, anyone doing anything that's creative, I just want to say to you, hey, go for it. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, this isn't really thought out. I ain't got a giant list. I'm sporadic. That's why I'm as a person. This is therapy to me, so I'm doing it like that. Also, want to peep some game to people. I feel like definitely number one thing you can do is at least read for 30 minutes a day. Something new, something you want to do, something maybe you thought about, just learn. Quick as possible, getting your knowledge up is the quickest way to bettering your life. Another thing I want to talk to, if you are in a Baltimore area, because God knows who could hear this, go downtown near the harbor. There's a lady that paints, also a guy that paints pictures. She takes donations, she paints everything, just, you know, nice little pictures and with little Bible scriptures on it. Not saying that's your faith, but it's nice things. It's nice, it's very warm and thing. If you see this lady, you should definitely donate or give to her, because she's very nice and she just paints her little pictures with her little art supplies and she gives out to people. I think she's off of Pratt Street and something else, I can't think of it. But if you are down there and you see her painting, nice lady, she just needs a little help, takes donations, I would definitely say do that. Jumping back to community, I think just want to know, what have you done that add to your personal growth? I'm really looking to add to that, seeing what people think, taking ideas, trying to just broaden the community wise. I think another thing we should get into is definitely applying trades to our community, applying trades to people, applying trades to just bettering your family growth. I've talked about this limitedly, I think is a word. To people about just how to add to their family's wealth, their personal growth, just their family's growth in general, because the smallest things have the biggest impact, and I feel like sometimes that could be a thing. So I'm about to get out of here. That concludes episode 1. You know, I'm going to make this long and drawn out, make it short, 5 minutes, get you in and out. Thanks. Hello, and welcome to I Don't Think Y'all Get It podcast. I believe this is episode 2. I can't be messing up already. It's episode 2. And today we're going to get into just some thoughts I've had for a long time and just mapping out different ways I think we can get to this help that I've been trying to preach and put out there and just push for the longest time. So let's just definitely get into it. Oh man. All right, so on today's episode, I've been thinking and trying to put it into a better frame of wording it through my crazy brain, but honestly, I think for the black economy, we have to slowly monopolize our own industries. By doing that, I mean, so to give you a perfect example, I think we need about 10 to 20 businesses in general. Two maybe in each, you know, field of business, from economics to education to healthcare to stuff like that, and slowly integrating that from our own economy, our own communities, to our own dollars, and putting that out, stretching it to other communities like they do it to us. Because if you have your own water company, if you have your own people that filter our own water instead of just making bottles in the traditional way, that right there is a clean water source for us. If we have our own economic businesses for things that we need, we can slowly roll that out and bring that back to us and just get it out there. So if we apply our own trades and make our own businesses and double down, this is not me coming up with something new. It's just me going to depths that people never think of. The little stuff, which is the most needed stuff, we need to get back doing. A lot of places need glass. Why aren't there any black glass makers? Why aren't there any people in the safety and caution that I know of? Places set on fire, make better fire extinguishers, make better stuff, innovate. Everything that we've really done was pretty much innovated through someone else's culture. We need to take it back and double down and make it for ours. Because the same way someone has a hair place in this place, we need to double down and get real stuff that are beneficial to our people and corner that market for us. I'm not saying take out nobody or hurt anybody. I'm just saying for the fact that it's something different about I go out in my community in the store, the barbershop, the grocery store, the food place, the gas place, the place that could fix my tires, give me air, fix bikes, different stuff like that are all owned and kept into my community. If there's somewhere that could be built, like black development, something that I've been looking to, black real estate, holding it down, finding a place, making it ours, making us not have to necessarily go too out far of our communities. I'm not saying isolating us. I'm just saying it's an easier set price for us. If my community has everything I need and I'm giving my money into my community, the circulation is better for us as a whole. People always make different stuff and try to go for giant ideas. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's keep it real. If you want to change your family, if you made a landscaping company right now, or just like I said in different videos all over my Instagram, if you got four or five people in your family, start a grass cutting company. Everybody needs that grass cut. Take that. Get yourself a facility. Tell people in your family. Hire people that you know, your second, your third cousins. Right there, you're adding equity to your own family growth and your own future family growth, everything in there. Because by you doing that, you gotta outsource and find stuff. You need gas, electricity for whatever you need. Find places. If not, make those places. Because now, if you have an open cutting grass business, you're gonna need stuff for those business. You know who you could look up and get trained people else in your family. You could get them to be a specialist for the other stuff that you need, for managing money, time management, managing the gas prices, electricity. Make them make separate businesses inside of your business, making a living network off of what you do for your own family, your own community. And everybody can do that. There's enough black people for us all to be millionaires. We're only about 14% of the whole public of the United States, not counting the world, but that's a different subject if we go over there. Just right here in the United States, they're always talking about black Hollywood, black this down Atlanta, down south. There's enough of us to get our own real estate going up here. And I'm not talking about physically buying houses, which we should definitely do, but real estate as in making our own black equity so much more. And we definitely need to start with education. Top three things we need to do for sure is getting back to physical labor, making sure that what we're doing with our hands is for a need, going into education, and then definitely tackling mental health, and realize that we need to unprogram, reinstall skills, and then reinstall on top of that practical education. I mean, let's be real. Not everybody has a mind for science, but you know what you can do? If you can get the multiplications, if you can get your regular adding, your subtraction, division, if you can get that installed, then understand how that main things go into supplying and demanding, how businesses ran, money is ran. That is two basic tools right there. Your hands and knowing how to do math, because if you count money with your hands, you can build with your hands. Now, education, what you can do with those two things. They can teach you how to build, how to do measurements, how to do carpeting, how to do money management, time management. That's all goes into simple math. Now, you can go over to algebra, you can go over to trigonometry, you can go over to different stuff and add that. But I'm just saying, realistically, before we need to get down the stars, we need to get down the ground basis that we start on. Home is always what needs to be taken care of first. And I will always believe that, because before I can go outside and fix someone else or help someone else, I gotta start at home. I need to cut my grass, cut my neighbor's grass. My neighbor might know my grandmother, my neighbor might know my mom or whoever someone could live with. That right there is your family, that's your equity, that's your community. Start there. You have to start at home, and then after that you go over to a couple blocks over, you expand it, because you need to start off home first and get these basic stuff instilled. Everybody in that family should have an exit plan to leaving that house. There's no reason why we should not be financially stable before we move out and turn legal age into helping our own families. And let's say you live with your parent. There's no reason why you shouldn't have a money saved up, a plan for you to get out. And when you do get out the house, give money to your parent so they can slowly buy the property that they've been living in. If your mom or whatever been having a house, that house needs to be paid off before you and all your siblings can go. Because if something happened, that house right there is equity for your family. If you want to just hold on to it and rental it, or maybe you want to hold on and sell it out or do it, rent it out, that's equity that needs to stay in your family. Because God knows, if you own that house and your cousins are coming up and they're looking for properties, boom, you give it to them, they pay you money, and you keep it circulating in your family. You keep it circulating in your community. What other communities have done that we need to do is double down, triple down, quadruple down, making the money coming in. Start things that we need as needs. Really put into stuff and figuring out how to make the black dot grow, because there's enough of us. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to have a plan and make everybody around you a millionaire, instead of trying to figure out there, as in other people's industries and cultures, and trying to get rich there. We need to make our own self rich, because it's like a tree. The black community is definitely a seed that you put down, but you need to water it, take care of it, have the best ground foundation, and grow it sunlight and rise it up so it can be a strong tree. And off that tree, it can make more seeds, it can make apples, it can make whatever you want to analogy you can use to break it down. But each one can help another, and it all starts at home, because everyone knows somebody that knows somebody. There's no way that you telling me you have a cousin, maybe y'all share a grandmother, maybe y'all don't, but your cousin has a cousin, your cousin has another cousin, and they have friends. There's no way that we're not all connected. And we need to think about that from here on the East Coast, where I'm located, all the way to the West Coast, to South, to up that mountain time. Everything needs to be broken down and have done properly. And there's a way that we can do it. We just need to re-instill and double down the fundamentals. And I think that for a long time, from everything. From grooming to soaps. There's people out there that make soaps for our skin. There's people that makes everything for us. We need to find those people, put them up there, and double down. Get those companies that they're already trying to grow, make them bigger. Because once they get bigger, that means more people can work. Let's keep it real. Not everybody going to be the genius that has a billion idea. But everybody going to have cost of living, work, and they need to sleep. So you need somewhere to sleep. You're working for money. You're working to feed yourself. So if we get these businesses up, that means they can hire more of us. That means the stuff can get deeper. Instead of going over there for whoever, you can work for someone that looks like you, that can understand how you are, what you are, where you come from. And I feel like there's something that is enriching about that for you and your soul and everyone's around you. Now, I'm not saying don't go over to other systems, but there's definitely need to be an option for you to come to as your first, second, or third. You shouldn't just have to be, oh, I'm going to go there in that culture, or oh, I'm going to go there and whatever, and if they don't take me, whatever. No. Build your own and really get invested into starting more. Double down on your own. If you can't build it, find somebody that's already building and help them. Because in the long run, 40 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years, you can have a kid. If you don't like the situation you're in, Would you really want your child to do it? Would you want your little cousin, your niece, your nephew, anybody that you love to deal with that system? No, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't. So find something, double down, and definitely get into it, because there's no way that this stuff should not be done. And we've been through too many times of asking and trying to find someone else to do it for us. We need to do it and double down. Get back to what our roots were. Get back down to trades. Get back down to hardline needs that we need in our community, and being the people that start that for us. Now, I got a little preachy here, but I made it short, sweet, straight to the point. Definitely needs to be done. Now, I didn't go super in depth, but I gave you a landing mark to start on. I gave you a portrait. You got to paint in the seams. I gave you a corner. I gave you maybe the skyline. I gave you maybe the bottom. But inside the circle, you need to do that. Nothing can stop you. Get out and do it. Even if you fail, you might find somebody that could lead you to the next step. Just because you dropped the rock doesn't mean someone can't come behind you and pick it up and be like, oh, did you drop this? They could give you all the keys you need to bettering yourself. And it starts at home. It starts with you. So that definitely needs to be done. And that's my time. Thank you. I'm out of here. Love and peace. Also, if you're listening to this, please don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Zeke Savage. Also, subscribe and look up the videos that I am Yano on YouTube. Also, on top of that, look out for other stuff I have going on. I am on different platforms. Doing this podcast available soon, I believe, on Apple. It's also on Google Podcasts, Spotify for sure, and also Pocket Cast, I believe. So thank you for listening.